All right, this is Jerry Tolbert with GeekDad.com, and I am here with Ben Looms, the creator of Sirenscape, and he's going to talk a little bit about what Sirenscape is and what they've got on the horizon and what they've got here today at Gen Con.
Excellent. Yes, hello. Isn't this an amazing show?
It is. Sold out.
What is Sirenscape? Sirenscape is an app that creates beautiful, immersive sound effects, environmental sounds, and a movie-like soundtrack for tabletop games. I designed it specifically for myself to help keep my attention on the players, and I designed it in such a way so that the attention of the players stays absolutely on the game.
Okay.
It does this by taking tens of thousands of samples and distributing them randomly in time and space. So it's kind of like a 15-minute loop recording of a dragon attacking a medieval town, but one of those is 100% uncustomizable and 100% repetitive. So rather than taking the players out of immersion by hearing the same patterns recurring and recurring, mm-hmm. Sirenscape takes care of all that for the Game Master and makes it infinitely variable, never repeating, and rich and customizable.
So do you have, on the undercard, for folks that don't know, do you have sounds that do run consistently throughout the background, kind of like the 12-hour recording of the Starship Enterprise that's on YouTube, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so say that dragon battle will have, in the very background, it'll have an element of just the wind mm-hmm. of town, which will just loop every 5 minutes or so, mm-hmm. just the sound of wind. There's no remarkable, noticeable elements in that at all.
Gotcha.
And then before the dragon attacks, you might have 20 different individual kind of event samples where a blacksmith might sort of somewhere in the distance start hammering, or a cart might go past. Then you have another element that's the birds, another element that's the horses, another element's the cows. If you don't like the cows because there's no cows in your fantasy town, you turn them off. When you hit dragon attack, then all the elements of that dragon attack that you can imagine will all trigger. It'll auto-trigger breath weapon attacks, if you like, at a random interval, or you can turn that element off and trigger the breath weapons when you actually say it happens in the game. And what's really cool is then you can go over to the storm sound set and turn on the rain and turn on some thunder and lightning, and then you can drench your players at the same time as burning them to a crisp.
So not only is it random, it is customizable, but it is also controllable. So pretty much everything for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. The most important thing for me is that the dragon attack becomes a single click. Mm-hmm. You just say red dragon attack, and then Sirenscape takes care of everything else. All you have to do is say roll for initiative and then manage the game. If you do want to turn on the rain and the thunder, you can do that on the spot, or you can save that as a preset, and that becomes a single click, dragon and in the rain. And then, yeah, as I said, if you want to trigger the Wilhelm scream because you've just killed one of the players, then it's just there on the table and you can reach out and touch that one shot, which is always visible.
What platforms do you have actively available right now?
Yeah, you download the app for free to try on iOS and Android on both tablets and phones, and also for PC and Mac. And then you can buy the stuff one by one or subscribe to unlock everything.
Okay. And then I notice a few folks here that are building some custom soundscapes. Mm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. So there's also a soundset creator. You could take that dragon attack, you could turn off my music and instead rip the computer game music off Neverwinter Nights 2, which is amazing, and pull that in and combine that. You can customize Sirenscape completely. What we're doing here at the show is super fun. We've got people coming in and donating the voice of Shoggoth, which is kind of like a Borg-like psychic horror. So we're actually going to use literally every single voice that's donated and create a mass-voiced creature which is trying to steal your brain.
Very cool. Very cool. So a little bit of the Cthulhu mythos here.
Oh,
you're moving into the Lovecraftian stuff. So you've touched on fantasy tropes. You've touched on horror tropes. Mm. What else do you have coming up, or what other things do you have available?
Well, yeah, what's amazing. We've had the license for Pathfinder for ages, and we've been supporting their adventure paths so that you can just literally click through the different events in the adventure path as you read the title in the book. But yeah, as of yesterday, Starfinder, which is so exciting. We've produced, along with Paizo, every single starship in the core rulebook, so you can literally jump on your medium-packed vessel. Each of the cultures of the starships in Starfinder is really, really distinct, which is one of the things that makes, typically by Paizo, an incredibly rich world. So the packed vessels are really physical, they have sort of buttons that click and sort of go in and out, and little slidey drawer machine things. Whereas chatting to Paizo, the Kasathar, what are they like, was the question. Well, they're kind of like, well, the Kasathar are kind of like the app store of starships, you know, the Apple shop. So they're
smooth
and bloop, 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 and things like that. So, yeah.
So the very electronica kind of.
Yeah, that's
there.
Right.
Versus the classic Foley work for the other guys.
That's right. And the starships we built for Starfinder are totally integrated with the rules. Mm. So one of the best things about Starfinder is when you get on a starship, each of the players takes on a role mm-hmm. on the starship, just like on a Star Trek Starship. So when it comes to the person playing the engineer, they might say, okay, I'm gonna hack this system because it's glitching. You just reach over and touch engineer, and you hear the sound of a panel get pulled off and some drilling and a bit of sparking and things like that while they then roll their turn and resolve what's going to happen. Same for the helm, you know, when they decide they're going to do a flip and burn, and you just touch the helm button, and then for the next kind of 10 seconds, overwhelming the rest of the Starship battle is the sound of this awesome big engine maneuver.
So much like your fantasy stuff with Pathfinder, are the Starfinder sounds going to be available individually as well?
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, totally. So you can pull in a particular Starship that you find really useful, and with the Sansa Creator, you'll be actually able to build your own Starship with the particular configurations of weapons that you have on it and the particular setup of the helm and everything, which is super cool.
That is awesome. Infinite customizability. In terms of other stuff on the horizon, things that you can talk about, anything that's cool that's coming up, this was huge, the Starfinder announcement, so hard to top that, but just to keep the momentum going, what other stuff do you guys have on the horizon?
No, there is a huge thing for us. So online play has been something you've been able to do for ages, routing the sound of Sirenscape through your Skype or TeamSpeak or whatever. There's instructions on our forums on how to do that, but we are just in alpha now. I tried it the other day. The dev team have done an incredible job producing what we're calling the Master Minion Player. You'll be able to basically, as a game master, navigate to master.sirenscape.com and click that dragon attack mood, and then all the little minion players remotely on each player's computer in, you know, Seattle or Sydney or wherever will all play that Sirenscape sound in pure, perfect quality. The samples get instantly delivered to the player. They don't even have to preload the sounds,
okay. And
it'll just play. So rather than cramming that beautiful Sirenscape audio through a voice,
compressing system, it as much as possible so that nobody can understand what it is.
Exactly, yeah. It's actually getting pure sound, and we're super excited about that.
That's very cool. We have a gaming group that plays over Skype, and so actually we play over Hangouts right now, but the idea of having that as another player to play in the background was something I had toyed with. Yeah. The problem is that it sounds great when we're doing the rips, but it sounds horrible when you're trying to listen to it on the other end. So.
The whole concept of voice compression is an anathema of streaming music through it, absolutely.
And sound effects especially, anything that has nuance.
Yeah, that's right. And people have been whinging for this for ages, and they wanted a solution, and we're so excited to deliver it to people.
That's phenomenal. So what's your big picture window on that one?
Yeah, we're very confident we're going to get to beta before the end of the year.
Okay.
November's the plan, and we're being very conservative with our timeline because we know that.
Right. So open or closed beta?
It'll be an open beta.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically released in
not
beta.
Not just invite only.
That's
kind
right.
Of
no. It'll be like it's working, but it's a bit dodgy. And
sure.
Please help
right.
us.
Right. Exactly. And if it breaks, don't be surprised.
That's right,
and all that stuff.
And it was seriously like sorcery the other day when the dev team delivered the bits to be able to click. I just clicked in this browser, and it just played in two different locations at the same time, which was just amazing. And what it also means, which is really great, is you'll also be able to, on your tablet, just have Sirenscape being run by a browser, so you can navigate away from it. And over in the corner, you've got your phone running the Minion Player plugged into the stereo system, and it's playing all the Sirenscape sound. So at the moment when you put the Sirenscape app into the background, it stops. We also think we've fixed that, but I'm not going to promise that yet. But that's very exciting. We think we've got iOS Sirenscape playing in the background.
Yeah, update in the background kind of.
That's right. It does it on PC and Mac, obviously. And,
right.
And you can do it on Android with a special app.
Right.
But I'm not telling people about that because I don't want to raise expectations. But yeah, but you'll be able to, with a Master Minion, do that easily. It'll just be a browser.
Excellent. So just having as many clients as you need sitting around, kind of generating that ambient noise.
Yeah, that's right.
So that everybody gets immersed.
Yeah, that's right.
And doesn't get as easily distracted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a huge thing. One of the players in my group is quite ADD, and it totally, that's right.
Yeah, that's me.
There's a few of us, and he's totally involved, absolutely. There's no getting out your phone or changing the topic when you're just viscerally and involuntarily activated, absolutely. And one of the things I never expected, which is really cool, is when you then get to the end of a session, you're going to have a break, you switch off Sirenscape, and suddenly the mood drains out of the room, and then you've got an excuse to ask those questions about each other's families or your job or whatever, and it really delineates nicely when you're playing and when you're being social.
Game time versus social time.
Yeah.
That you saying that actually made me think. You're talking about sitting and doing this. What we had some gentlemen that just walked by here with a cosplay that had... they were the Knights of the Round Table from Monty Python.
Fantastic.
And so they had their Bluetooth speakers on their belts, and they were playing their sounds.
Yeah.
What kind of, if any, plans do you have for things like LARP Or some of the live action stuff.
People are already using it. It's people literally just contact. That's the word. I can't speak English. It's day two of Gen Con and my brain is already fried. Yeah, people contact me already and send me photos of they've been using it in LARPs. What they do is they set up a room in a particular mood or whatever with the lighting and everything, the Sirenscape booming out. And then, yeah, absolutely, carrying a Bluetooth speaker and Sirenscape on your phone, you can set off your spells. So rather than going, magic wizard, magic wizard, magic wizard, which is cool, you can set off the sound and everyone knows what's happened.
Sure.
Probably the coolest, I'll tell you two, if you've got time, which is great. Nerdstrong is a gym. Yep. They're using Sirenscape, booming at full volume and, you know,
to get people to get into
that's right, which is just fantastic. And people are doing sit-ups to get advantages on rolls. Someone contacted me the other day and said they're using it in therapy with people who have crisis trauma counseling to, you know, sort of immerse them in interactive activity, which is
immersion
amazing.
Therapy is a big deal,
It's so cool.
In my other life, I'm actually a doctor, so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, and that's actually, coming from the scientist background, that's where a lot of this kind of makes the most sense to me, because just thinking about the science of, just like your ringtone, or your, you know, any of the notifications you get on your phone, it's a different beast. It's a different section of your brain than if you see that light, or you see, you know, you feel the buzz. And it allows for, you know, three-dimensional communication is kind of what I call it.
Absolutely.
So you're getting more things than just one venue.
Yeah, it's the emotional cues, and they don't even need to be conscious.
Oh, yeah.
So no one sits there in a movie and says, I feel the star is in a little danger because the trombone's just played a tritone. You know, but everyone understands precisely what that means.
I was just getting ready to say, it's like the hit at the beginning of the Star Wars theme. You know, it's that tingle that runs up your spine at that moment. That doesn't happen because the words show up on the screen.
No.
It's because of that John Williams moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sound is such a huge component for so many folks.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hold you too much longer. I know you guys have so much stuff
that's
going
fun
on.
Chatting. Very We're busy starting move. To geek out badly. It's
I know.
Fantastic.
I know, but that's kind of my thing is I keep wanting to ask all these questions. I'm like, I'm not gonna interrupt. Yep. So Starfinder, Master Minion coming up. Where can folks check out Sirenscape? Where can they get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So you download the app for free to try, either in the App Store or the Play Store from our website.
Sirenscape.com.
Sirenscape.com. You can misspell it in Google if you like, but it's Sirenscape if you like. And each player comes with two free sound sets to try out, so you can check it works on your system and discover how awesome they are. And then say, we're talking about the Red Dragon. Maybe you bought your Red Dragon Mini for $20 and your town flip map for $14.
Right.
You then buy those Red Dragon sounds for $3.99. Or you can subscribe to unlock absolutely everything.
Okay.
The whole back catalog gets unlocked like on Netflix. But unlike Netflix, everything we release during the period of your subscription, you actually gain permanent ownership of.
Oh, very nice.
So if you become a subscriber for a big block of time, by the end of that period, you actually own a whole lot of stuff.
That is amazing. That's awesome. And then in terms of social media, if folks wanted to contact you all directly?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Twitter and Facebook and grab us. Jump on the forums. It's a fantastic place. Perfect. There's a great community of people who will help you out straight away. And if you ever need support, just support at Sirenscape.com. We've got someone watching that email all the time.
Excellent.
People. And I just love connecting with people and taking your requests. Basically, all the good features that are in Sirenscape today, which weren't when we launched, are because of people whinging. So get on there and ask for what you want.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much.